Little on the fire. Do-do-do. Oh, hey! I just went up into the attic. Yeah, it's kind of dirty up there, but I brought down my Christmas stuff and thought I'd bring yours down too, but I couldn't find it. Do you know where it is? Oh, right. I'm sorry I brought it up. I forgot. No, you don't make me sad or mad. Kinda. I mean, I told you before that I have no problem with you not celebrating Christmas. That's not it. I love this part of year, and it makes me feel giddy sometimes. It's sad to think about how bad this time of year is for you, or was before we met. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of mad we didn't meet each other sooner. Maybe those times would at least be a little better for you. No, love, no. Sit back down, please. That's really sweet of you, but I don't want you to force yourself. Mm-mm. I don't want you to force yourself to celebrate a holiday that's uncomfortable for you. Just because I have good memories of Christmas past doesn't mean your ghosts of Christmas past aren't haunting you. Yeah. You don't have to help me put up decorations. You don't have to help me bake cookies, though you can. I know you like helping bake. You don't have to watch any movies with me. No. You don't have to deal with any of it, okay? No, it's fine. When you first told me about this, and I'd asked if you were okay with me still celebrating it around you, you said yes. That was very understanding of you, but is that still true? Okay. Then I want a favor in return. You're blushing. Listen, I want to be as accommodating as you have been so far. No apologizing. We're going to skip the guilt. I get it that this time of year was sullied for you long ago. Maybe in 20 years you'll feel differently, but for now it's where you're at. It's completely okay. Yes, you're right. I would have liked to celebrate with you, of course, because I love you. I'm not going to lie about that. No, wait. Let me finish. But that doesn't mean there's any need to apologize for anything, because you haven't done anything wrong. No, you're not being mean about it. You're not depriving me of anything. No. That's what I said. You're not forcing me to not celebrate. You're not making rude comments. You're not ruining it for me. You're simply opting out of participating in it. In a very mature manner, of course. Don't apologize. Don't beat yourself up, or I will tickle you. Maybe while I sing Christmas carols. Yeah? Oh, you're adorable. Is he okay? Okay. I'm glad. At the end of the day, I have the best gift ever. I have you to wake up to. I have you to spend every day with. And that, for me, is more than enough. Nope, not teasing. That being said, you're still going to get tickles. Okay, later. I get it, you're not up for them. But you are going to get some presents, okay? Oh, babe. Is it making you want to cry? Oh, it's okay. You're making me tear up too. Come here. It's okay to cry. You can open them later. Please don't thank me. It's the least I can do. This is a gift in and of itself, isn't it? Ah. Now I'm going to go get the decorations out of their boxes. And you have a job. Mm-hmm. You ponder what we're going to eat this evening and go make us some hot cocoa. Hot cocoa is just a celebration of winter, right? Let's celebrate that together. All right. Hot cocoa. I'll see you in a bit.